And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Marnie Yule.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Where has she been? Marnie's been gone, out and about, things going on, a lot of things happening this past month of June, and here we are, the final Tuesday in June. And where has the month gone? Hottest days we've ever seen. And still looking for that rain that we want to see and kind of get us out of this drought. But meanwhile, you know, we just say, pray for rain. That's a good thing. You know, someday it will happen. But right now, just be safe out there. We do have some information about the July 4th celebration at Mountain Valley Park. We'll be sharing it with you at the end of this broadcast. But meanwhile, we're going to take a short break because we've got some great guests here talking about great things going on in Prescott Valley. And who better to share them than your Prescott Valley cheerleader, moi. So we're going to take a short break here. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Prescott Living Magazine, the voice of the community. Pick up your copy of the annual photography issue. The summer edition features photos from the Facebook photo contest and highlights the contest winners on four covers. Read about summer fun and tourism and don't miss the feature interview in this edition. To find out more, like them on Facebook at facebook.com/Prescott Living Magazine or visit PrescottLivingMag.com. It's about local. Come see what Prescott Living is all about. Prescott Living Magazine.
Transportation is my career, but education is my passion. I am Jody Rooney, Republican candidate for the Arizona House of Representatives in Legislative District 1. I believe the time is right to invest years of leadership and government experience toward a stronger, safer, more robust Arizona. As a first-generation college graduate, I advocate for responsible reinvestment in public education. I am an experienced leader whose career includes key positions within ADOT and the Central Yavapai Metropolitan Planning Organization. I am dedicated to promoting economic development in our district to champion the I-17 transportation corridor. For more than a decade, my husband and I have called the Quad Cities home, and I am a Prescott Valley Town Council member. Faith is important to me, so I'm active in my church. I get things done by keeping a level head, listening carefully, and working well with others. We enjoy an amazing quality of life, and I'm running to keep it that way. Visit electjodyrooney.com to find out why I am your candidate for the Arizona House in 2018.
Paid for by Elect Jody Rooney, LD1. Authorized by Jody Rooney.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We're having so much fun in break time here. I've got Casey Van Heeren, our library director, along with Bobby Kiernan, public services manager of the fabulous Prescott Valley Library.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you?
Great.
So,
good.
Bobby, this is a new job for you. I know you as like, I was going to say the pool boy, but I mean, because I've known him for a lot of years, and you know, I just think he's a scrumptious muffin, and I'm just saying.
So I'm using that morning,
and I'm using that in a very nurturing, motherly way. Okay, you know, just call
me
grandma.
Get me through the day, thank you.
But now you've been swiped away, Casey. I just have always admired Bobby and working and loved working with him at the Parks and Recreation and over the pool. So you've kind of come in and said, hey.
Yeah, so we've
got some spots here. I want to get some good talent.
Yes, definitely. I think a lot of the times libraries will undersell themselves by just hiring people who've always worked in libraries. So I think out of the box, and Bobby and I had a long conversation when Ted Johnson had retired, mm-hmm. And he just had some great ideas. He has a lot of community involvement, oh, which
absolutely.
That's what I'm looking for at the library. And yeah, I just stole him.
Well, you know,
swooped
in.
Okay,
you're
right.
All town employees, so it's just like, you know, rearranging.
Exactly.
A little rearrangement.
Right.
We're all there
to
put on community services and be there for the community.
Yeah, so. Well, you guys do so many great things. I know you got a lot of stuff coming up, so I want to and let you talk about it, Casey, and jump in. You know, fun stuff. Mm-hmm. Let's just go with it, you know, we got any questions, I'll throw in.
Awesome.
Uh-huh.
I think our biggest event that is coming up, which we are, it's part of the town's 40th anniversary, is our Fandomania Comic-Con event, which is July 28th from 10 to 5 at the library and next door at NAU's Yavapai. We're sharing that facility.
Oh, okay.
We're anticipating that it's going to be so huge that we need to be in the other building also.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But we're doing cosplay. We are doing Dungeons and Dragons, gaming, face painting, Mario Kart racing.
Mario Kart is going to be so much fun.
Gosh, yes.
Do you have to make your own? Or
team
you?
Department has already put together the costumes.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get out there and be Bowser, throw around some turtle shells. Have a good time with us.
Oh, my
yes,
gosh. I think the geek out there are drooling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Brady, is that you out there? Link, our Link geek here. Well, yeah, because we were talking about cosplay earlier. Mm. And, didn't Link chime in that
yes.
she's all ready to go?
Yeah,
she'll be there with us?
I heard about
girl.
Some. Yeah.
So tell us Powder Puff. Come on, Link. Come on. We got to give this up.
Not Powder Puff, but Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, Power yeah. Puff.
Oh.
Sorry.
Me and my two daughters, we have costumes. It's a good time.
It's a good time.
It is.
So, yeah. What are the? I don't know what the Powerpuff Girls are.
They're a cartoon that was in the 90s.
Yes.
Cartoon
in
Network.
The 90s.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So, you'll be out there as your Powerpuff Girl. Okay.
And
so you going to costume?
I think so. I still haven't
Bobby?
Decided yet.
Uh-huh.
So, I still have plenty of time to figure something out.
Oh, yeah.
So, there's also one of my favorite is Westworld, so I might be Dolores
Ooh.
From Westworld, right?
Whoa.
Totally pull it off. And so for the first 1,000 people who show up, you will get Fandomania access, all access pass cards, which are kind of like your little gift for showing up with a lanyard. So it's a really nice one of a kind type
A souvenir!
Souvenir!
Yeah.
Can't think of the word. Oh my God, souvenir!
I love souvenirs.
Yes, so for the first 1,000 people, get a free all-access Fandomania badge as a souvenir.
Yes.
Yes.
They're very cool. I really want one. I know I can't have one.
You can't have one.
I know you have rules like I do. It's like
yeah.
staff. No, we weren't.
No.
We give them to the people, the real
exactly.
people. I always say the normal people.
And I think one of the most important things at some of these events is food. So we're going to have food vendors, fry bread, my favorite, pizza, what else?
We'll have safari samosas and
yes.
then our... Penny's Place, which will be burgers, fries, mm-hmm. all the fun comfort foods. Mm-hmm. They like to do pulled pork sometimes as well. I haven't seen the menu from them, but it's always really good.
And, of course, our Peavine Cafe, which this special this week is the Cuban sandwich, which I ate, and it was delicious.
Everything they do there is so good.
Shout out to them.
Shout out to Peavine.
Lunchtime.
Yes. Tori and Micah, you guys rock.
It's nice to have them in the library there, you know. I mean, and especially that whole complex, the campus, as mm-hmm. I call it, where it has, you know, you don't have to go far for your short lunch break.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, my pocketbook really, you know.
Loves them, huh?
Yeah, Peavine.
So is there registration required for the Fandomania?
No, but you can go to the website. We have a website specifically for the Fandomania. It's a long one, so it's pvpllibrary.wixsite, that's wixsite.com/Fandomania. And this site is also on our site, the library website, pvlib.net. So you can link from our website to that, and it has mm-hmm. all the information if you want to be a vendor or just, you know, the times. And we're just finalizing our agenda for that whole day. So you'll have all that information there if you click there.
Hoping to have that schedule events done up by the end of this week. Mm-hmm. Saber Syndicate will be there, so we will have a lightsaber performance.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. My gosh. Mm-hmm. So this is the whole courtyard area between the library and NAU and all the offices and places in between.
And there's a grass area.
Yeah.
I think
we'll
they'll be on the grass area.
Mm-hmm. Oh, down in the back side there? Yeah, yes. The green.
Where Mario Kart will also be in that area, in the grass area.
I know. I love we talk Mario Kart and we talk about... What was your character from?
Dolores from Westworld.
Like, these are really existing people.
Mm-hmm. They are.
At least looking at me like they are.
They are. Totally, Marnie.
They are. You know, I got to come at it. What day is it again?
It is Saturday, July 28th from 10 to 5 p.m.
Fun. I can tell you, geek out. There's going to be tons of folks.
Tons of everything.
Brilliant.
Awesome.
Brilliant idea.
Come out and check it out.
Yeah, well, you're going to say, we might have to do this again next year. Mm-hmm. Wind up like we found out with Valley of Lights in our holiday stroll. We figured so many and we had triple that, you know?
Oh, that's right.
So we'll give it to you. Congrats.
Thanks.
What else?
Another thing we have coming up is our Prescott Valley Public Library Teen Short Film Festival.
Ooh, okay.
And the films just need to be 3 to 10 minutes in length, and they must be submitted by 5 p.m.
July 14th.
Small print.
Yeah, July 14th. Last year we had some amazing entrants. People who entered their films were amazing. They were so creative in the teens, and I couldn't believe that we had this talent in our community. It was amazing, just funny, scary, made you think. So we had some really good movies that were submitted.
What kind of format do they need to be submitted in, or is it just you can? You know, use your phone or whatever video and not download it.
You can, I mean, your phone.
Oh, there's rules.
We have rules. Again, you can go to our website. Usually a lot of them did. Files must be submitted on a USB flash drive in a MOV, WMA, or MP4 format.
Mm-hmm.
So on a USB drive. But, yeah, again, we had some amazing talent.
And what's the age group on that?
It is 6 to 12. So if all short films must be directed and edited by teens. Oh, in grades 6 through 12, excuse me. So teens in grades 6 through 12.
Now, is it a competition? Are there awards?
Yes, there will be some. There will be definitely be prizes. I can't find the prizes on here.
Now, do you show these, like, in the auditorium that people can come and watch
them?
Yes,
and I think last year we did it on our website. So we had the films available for people to look at on our website. Yep. Mm-hmm. So it'll be available on our website.
Mm-hmm.
And I still do not show prizes, but there are prizes. So you can call our teen librarian, Shelby, or Colleen at 928-759-3038. So 759-3038.
And so it's any theme.
Anything.
Be creative.
Be creative, yes.
Family friendly, have fun with it, make it animated, live action, whatever you want to do.
Use your family, your friends.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Your pets. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Make a movie.
Your
make
pets.
A movie.
Yeah, make
I
a movie.
I love it.
Dinosaurs.
Uh-huh. I'd love to see them, you know, because like you said, the kids get really creative, and they're so much more talented than you give them credit for.
Yeah, it is. It's great.
Mm-hmm. I would know what the first thing to do is start. How do I do what?
I know.
I would have my, you know, my... ninth grader teach me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Make a script.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We make little movies all the time at the library.
Well, you should share them.
Exactly.
You should share them. So how's the reading going on, your summer reading program?
Yes. So our summer reading program has been going on. It started June 1st and ends July 31st. We have all sorts of activities. Of course, kids get prizes for reading. You get a book. And a lot of kids nowadays are like, I just get a book. But yeah. It's shown that kids who read during the summer have a better comprehension during the beginning of school, mm-hmm. and are more advanced in reading than those kids who do not read during the summer. So it's a great opportunity to get your kids to kind of stay focused and have a better start when school begins.
Right, and the variety of books. I mean, somebody says, I'm going to read something dry and boring. No, you read fantasy and science fiction and a lot of that interests the kids.
Right, right.
You know, right out of Phenomania.
Mm-hmm.
It all blends itself together.
Exactly.
Wonderful job over there. You guys are doing an amazing job at the library.
Thank you. Busy
adults. Is it too late to be a part of the reading program if you're
adults? We actually have gone to a different approach. We do winter reading. So we had our winter reading program in the winter.
Oh, okay.
We take a break, so we don't have adults and teens and children all doing the summer reading because it can kind of burn out. So adult services will help out with teens and children's for summer reading.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
But the kids can still be involved.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Yeah. We have lots of prizes. Teens. I think this year we have over 50 teens participating in summer reading, which is I think it's even more so since I last spoke to Shelby last week. So it's a lot more than it was last year.
Great. Mm-hmm. Great. So all this information. Fandomania, mm-hmm. summer reading.
Yes, go to our
movie
website.
The filmmaking contest mm-hmm. for the teens. That's all on your website.
Correct, pvlib.net.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, meanwhile, I'm going to have to go think of my cosplay costume now.
Get you a costume.
Go to Amazon.com and look up cosplay.
Yeah, I know. You know, I have to give a shout out to my friend Amber.
Mm, yes.
She's a friend of mine from theater, but she's the cosplay queen.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, my gosh. She has the most incredible costumes, complete wigs, the whole nine yards. She'd go down to Phoenix and Comic-Con and play.
Oh, yeah.
And she is my cosplay hero with her authenticity and what she's put together, so maybe I'll go borrow something from her.
Yeah.
There you go. Amber, yeah. I'm on my way. All right, Crazy Van Haren is our library director, and Bobby Kieran is now our new public services manager with the Prescott Valley Library. Thank you both for joining us. You're too much fun.
Thank you.
Next
best fun place besides Chamber is now the library.
Yay.
Okay, yeah. We're going to take a short break here, and we come back more about town of Prescott Valley here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM and KQNA.com.
Experts in treating chronic and hard-to-heal wounds. The Advanced Wound Care Center at the YRMC Del E. Webb Outpatient Center in Prescott Valley is ready to help. We work closely with your physician to create an individualized healing plan customized to your needs and lifestyle. This allows personal one-on-one care designed to enhance your comfort and recovery. Ask your doctor about hyperbaric oxygen therapy. It's state-of-the-art wound care therapy that accelerates healing and fights infection, and it's available at the Advanced Wound Care Center. Talk to your doctor about the Advanced Wound Care Center. We're conveniently located at the YRMC Del E. Webb Outpatient Center in Prescott Valley. Call 771-4788 or visit yrmc.org.
Pros in the know, start with Lowe's, because Lowe's saves pros time by offering guaranteed next-day job site delivery for only $49. Place your order in-store for in-stock items before 4 p.m., and we'll deliver the next day for $49, or your delivery fee will be free. That's right. Order before 4 p.m. and get delivery for $49, and if we don't deliver, we'll waive the delivery fee. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Valid in select market areas. Subject to availability. Excludes weekends. Additional fees may apply. See store for more exclusions.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Celebrate the 4th of July at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Join us for a free family picnic from 4 to 9, including hot dogs, chips, and Pepsi while supplies last, along with carnival games, face painting, a water slide, and a bouncy house. Don't miss the fireworks show blasting off at 9:15, weather permitting. Become a castle insider. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and sign up for weekly updates on promotions and events and receive special offers for insiders only. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now is James Reisinger. He is the Animal Control Supervisor for the Town of Prescott Valley's Police Department, of course, in Animal Control.
How you doing?
Good, James. How you doing?
Doing great.
Okay, so how long have you been with us now?
I've been here for a little over a year now.
Wonderful. Welcome. And you came from where?
Phoenix Police, down in the valley.
Okay. Well, welcome. And glad you're, it's much nicer up here, isn't it?
It's very wonderful. Love the weather.
Absolutely. Well, brought you on the show here to talk about your new website and all the good things going on. But just a little bit, one thing we were commenting before during the break is how nice it is when Facebook and people are sharing, like, lost dogs and stuff. It makes a lot of connections, too, and makes probably your job a little bit easier when people are trying to, rather than call you and say, pick up this dog, I'm going to hold on to it just to see if I can get response and maybe reunite it with its owner. But you still have a lot of animals that get away, become missing.
Yeah, we do. And the Facebook pages and the different sites are a benefit to us. Mm-hmm. We will check those. And it actually prepares us.
Right.
So that we know what to look for, what's going on out in the community before the call comes out over the radio.
Right.
And so we can be aware of that. And so that's part of one of the things that spurred the idea of developing our own page where the citizens can come in and fill out a form, provide us photos of their lost pet, and we give them a bunch of different ideas on what to do to even fix help find their animal.
Right, right, because it's probably the worst thing is finding your animal missing. They become part of your family.
It is. You're missing your family.
That's right.
One of the points that we actually tell them at the very end is don't lose hope.
Right.
We had one case that we found a dog, and they had a microchip, and we scanned it and found out that the owner lived in New Mexico. Cannot tell you how it got over here, but
wow.
It was over a year missing, and we were able to reconnect them. And those were some really kind of
is amazing.
It's amazing. It's amazing stories.
Well, and that brings to the point of taking care of your animal and being a pet owner is getting them chipped,
getting them microchipped, making sure they have current license. A lot of people don't realize you have to do that constantly. You have to keep up to date with the rabies shots and then current license, which we are actually trying to improve as well. We're going into a new contract with a company that will provide an online system where our residents here can go online, get their license updated, and it will get mailed to them, and the reminders will come to them too,
nice.
So they won't forget.
Well, and that's just it. You get busy, you get, you know, and sometimes if you, especially if you have little house pets that you never really take out, and you say, well, I don't need to license them, but it's for protection for you too, as well as keeping kind of track and control throughout a community of the annual population.
That is exactly, you know, it. It keeps them safe, and we actually had one just recently that I'm dealing with where we live in a rural area. We have animals that are around us like skunks and everything, and one of the little dogs got in a fight with that, and they've never kept it up to date on their shots.
Oh.
And we actually have to, by law, do a quarantine that's 120 days based on that. If they would have kept it up to date, it would have only been 45 days.
Right.
At their house. At no cost.
Right.
And so we always encourage, do it. It's the best thing for their, it's there for their pet. You love your pet, do it for your pet.
Mm-hmm. And remember, they do get in your backyard.
I mean,
I have walls around mine, and I had skunk back there.
Yeah.
But also thinking about it, I have walls around my yard, but I had owls. And I have little dogs. And I had owls, and I was just watching owls, thinking, hey, you just don't trust me. You got to take care of your pets.
You do. The little ones, you got to watch the best.
I know.
Coyotes and owls that are just all the natural animals here, they'll come in the backyard.
Yeah. Well, give us an overview of this website, what you got.
So the two major things is, like I mentioned, the lost pets, where you can go on. And the beginning part, when you read it, it just gives you kind of a point by point, some things you can do. Contact us. We have our phone number, which is 928-772-5190, that you can call us to let us know, report the information. But there's also a link for the online where you can send it to us. It sends it to all the animal control officers, your information, the photo, and all those details. But we also tell you, contact Humane Society.
Of course.
Humane Society. Call them. Reach them. Their number is 928-445-2666. And you can do that. Search your neighborhood. Do not quit. Keep looking. Use advertisement. And then we also provide on there some different internet things you can click on that are really good national ones where you can post your more information, just like our website, but just getting that information out there. And so there's a lot of different ones, like through Facebook, there's some groups out there that they'll go out there and they'll help you look.
Right, yeah.
And that is just awesome. So that's one of the things that we want to do. And we also encourage people, be careful of scams, because a lot of people will say, oh, I got your dog, and we want a reward. And they don't really have that. So we always caution people, if you think that is, let us know. Contact the police department. We'll help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our number one page for the lost dogs. The other one is one of our number one problems that we have is barking dogs.
Mm-hmm.
We get a ton of barking dog complaints. And the problem that we have with that is on our priority level, it is actually one of our lowest compared to a dog at large, a bite dog, a dog locked in a car. Those are obviously all priorities. But we want to provide a service, this webpage and this service to the community that the community can contact us. They have our ear. And so what they can do is they can look at different things, some solutions to fixing the problem, hopefully on their own. Or if they can't, then how to notify us of their problem.
Right.
And so there's a form that they go and they fill out that page. And it's about two pages. And they give us information about what's been going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can go and we can try. Our goal is to fix the problem.
Right.
We do have the law that is disturbing the peace related to barking dogs that we will cite if it comes down to that. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But our goal is to ultimately fix the problem.
Right.
So if we can talk to the owner and say, just talk to us. Let us figure out why your dog is barking. Let us maybe give you some suggestions to fix that problem. Because here's the thing. If we can do that and they're willing to work with us on that, we're going to make their dog happy.
Right.
We're going to make them happy. And we're going to make the community happy. And it makes it better for us.
Right. Wow. We're just running through time here. Okay. Again, website. I want to go really quick to talking about we're coming on the 4th of July.
Yes.
4th of July, you know, next Wednesday, one of the worst days for pets getting out, running away, getting lost. What can people do?
Yeah, 4th of July kicks off and then follow that with the monsoons, with your thunder and lightning in it. And pets don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand the loud noise, and you can try to prepare your dog as best you can, but a lot of the times when those things are happening, we have dogs that all they know is, I want to get away from that noise.
Right.
And they run. They'll clear fences. Dog that has never jumped out of its yard just jumped out of its yard, and it can be our busiest time of the year. So we always tell people, do not bring them to the fireworks show. That is just terrifying for them. The crowds are huge, and it's just not a place for them. Even though you love your pet,
I know
that's not the place to include them.
Well, I would say, you know, if you want to take your dog, just lay down on the ground in the middle of a room with a whole bunch of people walking around. What do you see? Bunch of legs and noise, and you're not engaged. That's what a pet sees.
You're going to be terrified.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah.
Stepped on. I mean, stressed.
And now you can't communicate.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so you have all these different factors
right.
like that. So what I would say is, if you kennel your dog. Kennel them. Keep them in a place where they are secure. You know they're going to stay secure.
Right.
Be very careful and cautious that if you have your dog outdoors, be cautious of that, because that's still those lights of the fireworks can be terrifying to that dog.
Right.
So, you know, be in a way, maybe you can put them in an enclosure of some place where they can feel safe. Almost like this little cave mentality
right.
that they can say, okay, I'm safe in this area. Even though all this is going around, I'm safe.
Mm-hmm.
And so the number one thing is to consider that. Think about those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And is some of this information on your website, too? I mean,
we did post. Yeah. We are posting some of the stuff, and we're ever changing our website. We are wanting to provide the best things. We are going to be providing more information on what to do if you have that dog that is causing terror in your own house by tearing things up. We wanted to provide different things. And so we are building in a section in here that will be talking about the loud noises, things to do to protect your dog.
So what you're doing now through this website is educating and assisting people on developing a very good relationship and a positive relationship with their animals in the community, and not so much enforcement. You know, that's gone by the wayside. Now it's education. Let's work with you, find out why that dog barks and everything.
Yes.
And then we can make everybody be happy. Because you can cite me all I want. Doesn't mean the dog's going to quit barking because you haven't changed his behavior.
We want to fix the problem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
One last thing.
Yes.
We're running out of time, but one last thing. Do not leave your dogs in a car.
Do not leave your dogs in a car. The weather,
kids, or anything. But
any
right
kids,
now,
yes,
you know,
of course.
People want to go to the
do
store.
Not, it's amazing how quick the temperature just rockets, and it gets so hot, and you think your dog is fine, and in seconds it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And so we tell the community, be cautious of that. If you see the problem, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know. Let us right. help the problem. If you don't have the training on what to do with that, a lot of people said, I'm going to get that dog out of there, and then it turns into a bigger problem.
Right.
Contact us. Contact the police department. We will respond. We will come, and we will help, and we'll be able to have the professionalism to see what is really going on.
Right. Absolutely. When in doubt, though, call you.
Yes,
you're trained.
Definitely
you know
call.
What to do. You
yes.
can identify it and handle the problem, and maybe keep your butt out of trouble.
That's exactly right.
You know, you may be doing the right thing for all the right reasons, and it could turn around and really be harmful to your life, too, you know, if you're not doing
yeah.
it. So call the professionals. Call.
Yeah, we'll be there to help you.
What's your phone number,
Our
James?
Phone number that you will contact us up, again, is 928-772-5190.
And your website?
Our website, you can actually reach us. It's very long to get to ours, but go to the www.pvaz.net, and then on the search engine on the website, you can actually search animal control, and it'll bring up our page.
Right. Real simple, pvaz.net. Just go right to the town's website and find animal control.
There you go.
James, thank you for joining us. So much information in such a short time. We've run out of time, but want to bring you back later
Definitely.
On. You're full of great, great information. Of course, we love our furry friends. Right, Link? Here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA, 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, KQNA.com. Woof!
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 001-28295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey, y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
Last year, we introduced you to living or aging in place, refurbishing your existing home using universal design like walk-in showers, level walkways, and designs that don't require bending. But there's a lot more you need to know, and we'll update you on the latest. And if you're stumped on a home project you're working on, give Rosie a ring.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Earnhardt Kia. Pitchers 1 hour air conditioning. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. Prescott Valley Automotive. Waters Garden Center. Barrett Propane. Primavera Online School. Owls Auto Body. House Jules Country Bank. Prescott True Value. Affinity RV. Yamapai Bottle Gas. Gettles High Desert Mechanical. Heating and Cooling. Cliff Castle Casino. D-backs visit the Marlins this afternoon at 4 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood.
KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
How are you going to live up to your claim as an adventurer if you aren't driving the all-new 2018 Findlay Subaru Outback? Go ahead, tell us about the 32 highway miles per gallon, the 8.7 inches of ground clearance, the standard X mode for stability on more difficult grades, the flexible cargo carrying versatility, and the spacious upgraded interior. Oh wait, you're not driving the 2018 Subaru Outback. It's a good thing then that at Findlay Subaru Prescott, for a limited time, you can lease the newly redesigned 2018 Outback for $298 a month for 36 months. Then you can tell us all about it. Doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Findlay Subaru Prescott is proudly sponsoring the Wolfstock and Stuff the Bus. Call 928-771-6900 and at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com.
On approved credit, EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2018 Subaru Outback 2.5i models. Actual mileage may vary. Now through June 30th, 2018, leases stock number S38913, code JDD-11. $1,500 due at lease signing. 10,000 miles per year. See dealer for details.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Many Prescott area residents are interested in Saving the Dells. It was a packed Yavapai College Performing Arts Center last night as the Save the Dells organization held a community forum on a regional park proposal in the Granite Dells area. Arizona Eco Development is seeking annexation into the city of Prescott for a project that's expected to include 3,300 homes near the Granite Dells Parkway interchange on Highway 89A. Save the Dells wants to achieve a fair annexation deal that would protect that entire area, including the Point of Rocks and the Peavine and Iron King trails. Chairman Joe Trudeau outlines the next steps in this process.
We're in a holding pattern waiting for the developer to submit his annexation application to the city. We're waiting to see what that proposal looks like. At that point, then we can make a determination of, are we in support of it? Do we want to see it go further? But we got to wait for the developer to make a next move.
Prescott Mayor Greg Mangarelli says he was glad to see such a big turnout for this informational meeting.
I was not surprised, but very pleased that we had such a great crowd around something as important as the Granite Dells. I wasn't surprised to see this number of people out.
Arizona Eco Development hosted two informational meetings last month. Both had attendance from around 400 people. Voters in the Humboldt Unified School District could see a bond issue on the November 6th ballot.
During its meeting at 6:30 tonight, the Humboldt Unified School District Board will consider calling an election regarding the issuance of $15 million in bonds. With voter approval, bond funds would be used for the purchase or lease of school lots, building or renovating school buildings, furniture, and information and technology. With board approval, the deadline for submitting arguments for or against this proposal would be August 10th. The Humboldt Unified School District Board meeting will be held in the transportation facility located on Robert Road in Prescott Valley. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look at your KQ&A weather. Clear tonight, sunny this week. Expect an overnight low of 63 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 95 tomorrow and a high of 91 on Thursday. 66 tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Wednesday of 104 and a high on Thursday of 101. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
We've been celebrating Prescott Brewing Company's annual June Barbecue Month for 2 weeks now, where Prescott Brewing Company joins the summer party with some outstanding barbecue specials all month long. No 2 weeks are the same, and each week's special comes with made-in-house cowboy beans, coleslaw, and a green chili cheddar cornbread muffin. Week 3 features smoked St. Louis-style ribs, and week 4 ends the month with a smoked shredded chicken barbecue sandwich, and all for only $14.99. Be sure to join us at Prescott Brewing Company, your hometown barbecue brewery, every June.
They illegally cross our border. Criminals, violent gang members, and drugs, putting us all at risk. Listen to Representative David Schweikert.
The bad guys are being creative. They're finding other ways to exploit people, to exploit narcotics, drugs into our country.
Fortunately, Representatives Martha McSally and David Schweikert are working to secure our border. In Congress, Martha McSally and David Schweikert support President Donald Trump's plan to build the wall. Listen to Representative Martha McSally.
I have been tirelessly advocating that we must secure our border.
McSally added,
my priority is to actually secure the border. We've got to build a wall.
Call Representatives Martha McSally and David Schweikert at 202-224-3121. Tell them to keep fighting to fund the wall and make Arizona's border strong. Tell them to keep standing with President Trump in the fight to fund the border wall. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. It is Chamber Spotlight on Business. I'm pleased to have two guests here today, Stephen Hill from CompuTime and Gary Joseph with ADT. And we'll talk to Stephen first. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
It's good to see you. Welcome.
Nice to see you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us about CompuTime.
Well, we've got some exciting news. CompuTime just went through a merger. We have now merged with another company. We're still here locally. Everybody here is still working here. Everybody at work there is working. We just have a lot more resources now.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, we've got a lot better software. We're able to take care of larger networks. As you know, some of the companies here locally are growing, and they're growing big. And we're able to take care of those networks now.
Mm-hmm. When you say take care of networks, what do you mean by that?
Well, we have a full software that allows us to remotely monitor the networks now,
mm-hmm.
Set up alerts so that if something happens within your network, we know before you do.
Right.
We can go in and fix it even while you're working without interrupting you, that type of thing. So we can better prepare you for less downtime.
Uh-huh.
And we're talking
about commuter systems here. You know, all your IT, your computer systems, internet, that kind of thing, but all the networking that comes to in any business, whether it's putting the computers together, where it's accessing outside, you know, the servers, things like that.
Yeah, the internet, places where you're vulnerable, you know, mm-hmm. You're going out to internet websites, your employees, everybody's going out to internet websites, they might pick up a virus, you know, you've heard of the encryption virus going around. We get alerted to things like that to be able to stop those viruses before they spread through your system. Whether you're server-based or whether you're cloud-based, you know,
right.
Using somebody else's servers in the cloud, we can pretty much manage your system.
Boy, things have changed, haven't they?
They have quite.
Oh, my goodness. I'm staying up with it, but boy, oh, boy, I really feel like I'm in about the third row back still. I'm not the front of the front
seat. We catch up every day, too.
You
so,
do?
Oh, yeah.
It's
ever-changing. With security measures today, with the way that hackers are changing, the
yes.
way that people are changing on how they get information illegally, mm-hmm. We have to really keep up on our processes.
So, Stephen, a question. You know, I know we've used you, and when we started a new office, you came in and set up all of our networks and did everything. But now let's say I'm a business. I've been in business for a while. Maybe let's say 10 years. We all got started or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Do you come in and actually we'll do a review of our networking system and if it needs upgrading? I mean, some of those, it's got to change because technology moves so quickly. So if I did set something up 10 years ago, is it, mm-hmm. current now to meet the needs that my business might need?
Absolutely. Uh-huh. In fact, we can run a software. It's a free assessment that we give. We can come in, run a software, find out where it actually tells us where your security vulnerabilities are, how your network's put together, and then we can give suggestions on how to improve your network, how to get more secure. It's really important for people to know that, you know, we can secure your network, since you are, you know, you're basically housing all the information of your clients.
Right.
You've got all that personal information. That's what the hackers are after. And what CompuTime can do is help you better secure that network, make it distasteful so that the intruders want to go somewhere else instead of in your network.
Right, right.
Yeah,
that's I got to talk to you, because I mean, we've been there for 5 years, and I think it's time to look at making sure all of our systems are current and up to date and safe.
Yeah, we have a very comprehensive report that we print out. We can show you exactly, and the good thing about it is we can show you on paper where everything is.
Uh-huh. So, great deal. If you're starting a business, you're looking to set everything up, call you. You're looking to review, assess what your current system is, call you. Or maintain a specific amount of service every month.
Yep, we can do all those things.
We can maintain,
we can fix, and we can bring you up to speed. And if that's it, that's it. But we can definitely get you there.
Well, you don't want to be left out in the dark ages when it comes to the Internet anymore. Like you said, it changes so quickly.
It does.
And there is somebody willing to take advantage of maybe you're not being as up-to-date as you should be.
Mm-hmm.
We just talk about hackers, you know,
yep.
And let's take care of the business.
That's why we're here. We're
give
here
you
to
a
help
call.
That. Okay, thank you.
What's your number?
It is 928-445-0700. We're local. We're right on Rosser and Willow Creek.
Yeah, I give them props. I give them props. I've worked with them and been very pleased with the work we've done together. So
thank you.
Again, so glad to have you, Stefan. And
thank
again,
you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, I got to give you a call, though. I got to get you back over there and check everything out for me. I always got to get those updates and assessments and making sure that our stuff is the best we can have to serve our members and keep their information private and our information private.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. Okay, great. Thank you again.
Okay,
CompuTime.
CompuTime. Willow Creek and Rosser. Can
you
I throw that
it
in there?
You okay. Can. You can. All right, I'm going to jump over here to Gary Joseph with ADP. All right, ADP. What's that, Gary?
It's ADT.
T. Oh, what did I say?
ADT Security. I like to throw this little question out to people, and I can ask 1,000 people, and I bet 995 of them will not know what ADT stands for. And the answer, it stands for American Directional Telegraph.
Now, wow, I did not know that.
Most people didn't. You're part of that 995.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes back to when ADT first started. The first sale for ADT took place in 1874 in Baltimore.
Wow.
So we've been around for 144 years. And ADT, we're always with you. And that's our tagline, and we're by far the oldest and the largest security company in North America. And I say North America because we also include our neighbors up in Canada.
Uh-huh. So security systems.
Yes.
Speak to that.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, as we're all aware, crime is on the rise. And there's a lot of people that are moving into this area. And it's not just in this area. It's all over the country. But a lot of these people are not law-abiding, outstanding people that we would want. You know, the days that you could leave your front door unlocked and your keys in the car and the window
right.
rolled down are nothing but a memory.
Mm-hmm.
And so we try to help people protect themselves, protect their businesses, and protect their homes.
So you set up security systems. Is it visual, or is it do you have cameras, or is it more locks and things like that? Or both?
Right now, all of the above.
Mm-hmm.
We do primarily, home security systems as well as security systems for business. ADT does provide a closed circuit TV, and we're also involved in access control. Say if for a jewelry store, a high-end jewelry store wants to limit the amount of people that can arbitrarily just walk in, we can put access control in where they'll have to be buzzed in. Or if you have a place that you have a lot of high security stuff where the employees need a key card to get behind the door, we offer that.
Oh, okay.
So we're a lot more than just the house that's got a yard sign that says
ADT. And we've seen those, you know. Yeah. I mean, that's probably where people have seen this. I've seen that ADT right. sign out there and know this house is protected. And they'll, like you said, go on to somebody else.
Right.
Like we said, they're going to go find somebody else to take care of rather than fight and understand that they could get caught picking on this business or home.
Exactly. And, you know, there's a lot of businesses and homes that have signs in front of them that no longer have our service, mm-hmm. but that sign does act as a deterrent.
Absolutely.
If I was going to be a bad person and go break into somebody's house, I would go pick one that didn't have a sign there.
Right. So if anybody's interested, do they just need to give you a call? Do you come out and do an assessment or...
I will. I'm the local mm-hmm. ADT representative for the Quad Cities area. I also cover Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, so I'm over there quite a bit. And I have to tell people, just look around at what's going on. And like I mentioned before, you know, not all these people that are coming to the area are law-abiding citizens. We're going to have our share of undesirables, and I'd be happy to go out and offer my suggestions, see what you got, and if there's something that we could do to help you protect your home, your business, your loved ones, your investment.
Right, right.
And I'll make you a proposition.
Yeah, right. You'll discuss it and
exactly.
see what's the best program or what's best for that business
exactly.
or home. Great. Mm-hmm. So how would they get a hold of you?
Well, I'm the local rep. They could call ADT and mention that they're in Prescott Valley, Quad Cities, or Cottonwood in the Verde Valley, or they could call me direct. I'd be happy to give my number,
mm-hmm.
and it reaches me direct. That number is 928-910-9807. ADT, one of the neat things about it is we have a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week, 365-day-a-year customer service line. If you have an issue at 3 a.m., on a Saturday night, Sunday morning, and it could be even Christmas or Thanksgiving or Easter, you can call us and your phone call is going to be answered by a live person.
Wow.
And I tell people, because this is a touchy subject with a lot of people, all of our call centers are in North America.
Mm-hmm.
We do not offshore any of them. So if somebody calls you and tells you when you call and say, this is Bob.
They're going to get the service.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Oh, well, that's wonderful. You are full of it.
Well, thank
you. So full of good information, ADT. And again, what does it stand for? Not that that'll mean anything.
American Directional Telegraph.
Goes back way to the 1800s, but still relevant.
1874.
And here today.
Here today.
Protecting business and homes.
We currently secure more than 8 million homes and businesses.
Wow.
And we have over 18,000 employees.
Wow. So give Gary a call if that's your need in home or business security. And give Stefan a call. Networking, your computers upgrade, making sure you're taking care of on the cutting edge and staying as technologically advanced as you can. And like I said, I've given you a call.
Okay.
All right. Thank you both for joining us here on Chamber Spotlight on Business. Gary Joseph and Stefan Hill, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Short break here. When we come back, time to close Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We'll be right back.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, Ken, with the plants of the week and our Cheyenne Spirit coneflower.
This new native is an exclusive wildflower sure to delight and inspire.
The flowers change from purples to orange, then fade into a Cheyenne sunset.
Leave some of the seed heads so that it spreads throughout the garden. Adds winter beauty that also feeds the birds through winter. Just $17.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love exclusive flowers, they love to shop.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
KQNA will begin a live sports broadcast in just a few minutes. But if you'd like, you can still listen to your favorite KQNA talk programs. Just log on at kqna.com for our live 24-hour streaming. We're proud to offer you, our listeners, this programming alternative. And we'd like to thank you for listening to the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
Okay, as I've said at the beginning of the show, I was going to let you know what's happening with the 4th of July celebration for the town of Prescott Valley at Mountain Valley Park on Wednesday, July 4th. And yes, I have it officially here announced that the 4th of July fireworks will go on along with all the day's activities in Mountain Valley Park. Our town manager, Larry Tarkowski, said the venue for the fireworks is one of the safest in the Quad Cities, and every precaution will be taken to provide a safe and enjoyable event for the community. So for more information on the activities, you can visit pvaz.net. You can go to Parks and Recreation. You can call me at the chamber. But the Bounce House Village will be out there. Music, Five and the Wheel will be there. Food vendors. Things start at 3 o'clock, and the music is at 5, and then fireworks. We'll have our sister station out there playing patriotic music during the fireworks, and it's a great day, a tradition in Prescott Valley. So again, happy 4th of July with fireworks on Wednesday, July the 4th at Mountain Valley Park. And just a couple of other things. Movies Under the Stars this weekend. Friday night is E.T., and Saturday night is Only the Brave. Both nights, there's no charge to attend. Bring a picnic, bring your blankets, come out and watch two movies that are very special and near due to our hearts. So come on out, town of Prescott Valley, rockin' and rollin'. Have a great 4th of July, everyone. Thank you for joining us.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.